Good evening, everyone. I'm just sitting here dialyzing, and it's making me feel a bit nauseous, which it does sometimes. So I thought I'd do a post to take my mind off of it. It's been on my mind the last couple of days, well, all this week really, how precious our lives are. And I'm a bit fed up, to be honest. This is a bit of a rant, so if you don't want to hear it, turn off now. It's happened to me in person with a member of my family, and I've seen it on some social media platforms as well. Not this one, actually, but even so, I'm going to talk about it here because this is the place where I have the most freedom to talk. I am fed up with people trivialising their lives, saying, oh, I wish I was dead. Oh, the world would be better off without me. Oh, I might as well be dead. I'm fed up with my life. I've got nothing to live for. Now, I understand that people sometimes get seriously depressed, and I've suffered with anxiety on and off throughout my adult life, and that comes under the umbrella of depression. People tend to think of depression as feeling down and feeling miserable, but it covers a whole spectrum of different aspects. And I've suffered with acute anxiety on and off over the years. So I do understand, and I'm not being unsympathetic. But the sort of thing I'm talking about is people who just, on the spur of the moment, want a bit of sympathy. They say, oh, if I die, it doesn't matter. I'm not even going to bother. If I was told I was going to die tomorrow, I wouldn't care. Hello, I think you would. I have a family member, which I'm not going to name, who I'm not going to name on here, who has been very upset this week because they got dumped by their supposed other half in a very, very unceremonious and cowardly way. And I'm not going to take anything away from that because that's horrible. But they were saying, oh, I wish I was dead, my life's not worth living. And I said, well, it's not the end of the world. I said, I know you're upset. And this person is someone close to me who I've been on the phone to morning, noon and night concerning this issue, literally. I said, well, it's not the end of the world. I know it doesn't feel like it now, but you will get over it in time and you probably will see that it was a good thing in the long run. But I did listen and I did say I think it was disgusting the way he did it, and now I've given away that it's a woman. No, that's not true, is it? But it is a woman. I gave her advice and said, you know, I just supported her and said I thought it was absolutely disgusting what he'd done, and I tried to help her to work her way through what she could do about it. And I said, but then I got a bit fed up because I tried to distract her by talking about other things, and she'd go back to it like she had Velcro on her. She'd Velcro back to it. And in the end, she was so totally selfish. Okay, I'll just come out and say it was my sister. And I said to her, she'd been away last week, and I said to her, did you know that a mum, we call her the old girl, did you know the old girl has been diagnosed with possible kidney problems like me, and she's got to go to the hospital and she's got to have blood tests and she's got to have urine tests and all this? And I said, well, she has. And I said, now come on, you've only known this bloke a few months and he's not more important than your mother, is he? And she went, no, of course he's not. And then, yeah, well, if he'd have said that, he could have, if when I said I'm going to come and get my stuff, he could. And she goes back to it like that, and I'm like, oh, please. And I like my head in my hands on the phone, please, okay. And I thought, do you know what? People can be so self-centred. I said to her, look, I'm not mean. I was uploading a message on my other phone and it's crashed. That's exactly why I didn't want to do this one start recording on this one. Fed up with it, honestly. Anyway, I thought, you know, this went on for like a week. And I said to myself, you know, she's being really totally self-centred now. So I said to her, look, you know, I know things are bad for you at the moment and they will get better. I said, but would you rather be in my shoes? I said, you know, with all of my kidney issues, I've got this heart test, another heart test coming up, and it was really awful and all that. She went, well, at least you've got a husband and a nice house. And I thought, hello. I said, yes, I have. I said, do you know what my nice house came from? The things in it, anyway, came from a disaster. We had a fire. One of my cats died. We lost all our possessions. I said, I was quite happy with my old stuff, okay? It was my old stuff, and some of it had been around years, but it was mine, and it was familiar, and I didn't want to get rid of it, and I didn't want to have to get new stuff. And I said, if I'd had the chance, now, I love Obi to bits. Everyone knows that. He's a good man, and I wouldn't swap him for the world. Honestly, I wouldn't. But if someone had told me before I got to know him, you've got a choice of having your health restored or getting married again, of course I would choose my health. Anyone would. Because without your health, there's no point. And so I just thought, well, I'll rest my case, really. There's no more to be said on that score. So I'm not one to sit around feeling sorry for myself. There's no point. Why should I? You know, there are people worse off than me. Right now, somewhere in India or Africa, a child is dying of malaria. A woman is dying giving birth. And I'm not being dramatic, it's true. Somewhere, probably in my very town, sorry, I'm just disconnecting my dialysis bag. Somewhere in my own very town, right now, in a hospital or a hospice or in a home, someone has their family around them and they're about to die or they've just died. Somewhere someone is probably on their own and they've just died. All these people, they're not saying, oh, I wish I was dead, I'm glad, oh, thank God my life's over. They would want their life. And that's why I'm so sick of hearing all this crap. And on things like Facebook as well, people saying that there's no point in their life. And if they genuinely mean it, I would be the first one to want to help them. But people do try. You see these people saying, oh, look, here's the number for this and here's the number for that. You need to get help and all that. But when people continually do stuff like that, then it wears a bit thin. And I'm really sick of it. And I'm not pointing my finger at anyone in particular, but just generally, what with my sister as well and the things I see on social media, where people just trivialise life, like, oh, because something doesn't go their way, because they can't get what they want or whatever, they just want to go and lash out. And not only that, it's actually, if it's a genuine cry for help, then I have every sympathy with them. But some people, they just lash out because they kind of want to hurt people. And some people really care about them. And it's so sad because it's worrying when you read things like that. I mean, when you don't know somebody and you don't know what they're capable of, you see a status like that, in the past, I've really worried about people. I thought, oh dear, I hope they're all right. But I know there are several people on Audio Boom that I follow and that follow me who suffer with depression and really struggle with anxiety and things. I'm not going to name them on here, although they talk about it publicly themselves. It's not my business to do that. But I worry about them because they don't go and shout it from the rooftops and they go quiet, and that's worrying. And I hope they're all okay. But they don't go around saying, well, at least they don't say it publicly, oh, I wish I was dead and all that. I mean, I've got a life-threatening condition. You know, it's incurable, actually. It's treatable with transplants, dialysis and stuff like that, but it's not curable. It's just treatment. And people die waiting for a transplant. I mean, that's a fact of life. People die waiting for kidney transplants. Probably someone in this country died today because they didn't get one. So it's something that I have to face. I mean, God forbid, touch wood, it's not going to happen. But that's why I get so pissed off, excuse my language, when I hear people trivialising their life. And everywhere off, there's people worse off than me. And that's why I'm trying not to complain. I try to hope for the best and just deal with each day as it comes. And some days I have bad days and other days are better. But then I know that everywhere in the world, and even in this town, there's people far worse off than I am. And I just want to say, please, you lot, think before you, think before you trivialise your life and just talk about throwing it away like it's nothing. Because some people, some of us are clinging on to it. And that's true. That's an actual fact. Some people lose their fight. And, you know, they do fight for their life and they lose it. And, you know, I'm sorry to say such depressing things, but it's absolutely true. Anyway, that's all I've got to say. Please, I'm sick of all this crap. Stop it. We care about people and we don't want to think that they're going through horrible times like that. But it's just the way it's said. It's not said in a... I can't explain it. I think people probably know what I'm talking about. It's just said in a in quite a childish way, like they're having a tantrum rather than because they're genuinely distressed. And, you know, everyone's life is precious. Everyone's. It should be. It's we're only given one and we have to make the most of it. And some people are luckier than others and some people have more. I mean, we all have our crosses to bear. Don't get me wrong. Everybody does. Some have more than others, but everybody has something in their life that's difficult to deal with. But it doesn't mean to say that we, you know, have to start throwing tantrums and stropping and upsetting everybody over it when really life is, to a large extent, what we make it. But some of us are unlucky enough to have things put in our path that we didn't ask for. I mean, I didn't want to have chronic kidney disease. I didn't do anything to bring it on. I mean, it was brought on by high blood pressure, which runs in my family. And if I got stressed out and that made my blood pressure go higher and that caused some of the kidney damage, that may be the case, but it wasn't done deliberately. I haven't abused my body with alcohol or drugs and brought it on or anything like that, or smoked cigarettes and got lung cancer, thank God. I'm not saying that's, you know, people deserve it, because obviously I wholeheartedly say they don't. I mean, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, I know I said life is what you make it, but sometimes it does throw things at you that aren't what you made it. You know, they just came along and you didn't have a choice. And, you know, I'm not saying that people who get these diseases because they smoked or whatever had a choice, because I know it's not as clear cut as that. And I'm not saying that it's their fault at all. And that's what I just want to clarify. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that some of our life choices do determine what happens to us, but not all of them. And, you know, it's a risk you take. I mean, my dad's been smoking all his life since he was about 9, and he's going to be 79 this year. And he's got a bit of emphysema, but it's not that bad. He can still walk around. He can walk up hills and stuff. He can get around better than I can now, and that's a fact. So he hasn't done so bad, and he won't give it up, and that's his choice. But anyway, I just want to say, please look after your life. Look after the gift of life. Don't trivialise it. Don't say you want to throw it away, because it's not true. If someone suddenly put a pillow over your head or something, or a plastic bag, you would fight. You wouldn't go down without a fight. Believe me, you would not. So please don't talk rubbish, people. You know, have a bit of tact. Have a bit of thought for other people's feelings, you know. Don't trivialise life and certainly don't trivialise death. Anyway, that's all I have to say, and I'll speak to you again soon.